here's a story from The World.
This has never been done before.
Elation yesterday when advocates learned that the Biden administration would support waiving intellectual property protections for COVID vaccines. In other words, opening the door for countries and companies to make vaccines developed and patented by drug companies. The industry is pushing back. Thomas Cooney heads the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers and Associations, which represents companies like Pfizer. He told us today that a waiver is misunderstood. It's not simply a matter of handing over a vaccine instruction manual.
I think what's misunderstood is the idea that the waiver would be the recipe to bake the cake, whereas actually you need somebody who is knowledgeable about baking the cake to share what they know, which you will never find, you know, even in the best cookbook.
It's also argued that waivers could harm the system that brought us these life-saving drugs. We're going to speak with the person at the center of this effort to relax intellectual property restrictions during the pandemic, South Africa's representative to the World Trade Organization, Musakim Degama. In October, he introduced the waiver proposal to WTO council members. I asked him for his reaction to the Biden administration's decision.
We're very excited and happy that the U.S. has come on board. This is a small step forward. We are under no illusions that there's much more work that lies ahead, but at least they say the longest journey starts with the first step.
The U.S. had been solidly against patent waivers. What changed in your view?
Well, I think firstly, the change of administration. President Biden had campaigned on the basis of equity and some reform. Secondly, the evolution of the virus has taken many turns. And so from that perspective, what we've seen is that even if a country is able to have an effective rollout of vaccines, all of the good work may be undone by mutants and variants that would have emerged. And we see now with shock and horror and much sadness what is happening in India. And it's imperative that we now have a truly global effort to try and contain, treat and eradicate COVID-19.
The White House is still using language that shows its long-term support for intellectual property protection. Musakim, why do you think a waiver on vaccine patents is needed?
Well, even though there are other barriers to access, having a waiver on patents will enable further collaboration and will also enable the appropriate transfer of technology and know-how. Having a waiver does not mean that we invalidate intellectual property protection. It should be very clear that this waiver is targeted and only directed at medical goods and products. And so from that point of view, we believe that the waiver constitutes or strikes the right balance between the commercial interests that right holders may have and obviously the public interest that governments may have in the health of their populations.
As you know, many in the vaccine world do not see this waiver as doing much to help. They argue it could weaken supply chains, it could increase the likelihood of counterfeit vaccines, not to mention lowering the profits of drug companies, which could have a knock-on effect on future R&D. Is a waiver really the answer?
Well, we believe that the waiver is the answer. There are various factors for these shortages, including export restrictions that have been imposed by members. So from a logical perspective, we don't believe that the waiver will necessarily exacerbate this. It may actually enable further collaboration to address these particular bottlenecks. Many people make the argument, even if you get the waiver tomorrow, you will not have any production. That may be correct, but as more producers come online, we are able to manage those bottlenecks.
I'm speaking with Musakim Degama, South Africa's representative to the World Trade Organization. He made the argument to the WTO that it should allow patented COVID vaccines to be manufactured by other companies. Musakim, let me ask you this. The waiver is not officially done yet. Until it is, there are a lot of steps before South Africa and countries in your region can ramp up their own manufacturing. What happens next to get from yesterday's announcement to actual new doses ready to go into people's arms?
Well, we need to get the waiver passed, because as soon as we have the waiver passed, we would then be able to be in a position to ramp up production. in the interim, I don't think that things are at a standstill because there's several other things happening concurrently. We've always been of the opinion that the waiver assists all of these processes, whether it be at a bilateral or regional level or in a cross-sectional way. All of this comes together and is made easier when you do have a waiver that enables better sharing of information, better collaboration without intellectual property rights being a barrier.
What else besides a waiver on patents would be effective, do you think? What would make a difference?
Well, at the moment, a few things. Firstly, if we enhance global solidarity, if countries that have oversubscribed, that have additional doses of the vaccine could donate these, that would help quite a lot. Every little bit helps. As I also indicated, any export restrictions, trade restrictions in the interim should be applied at a minimum. And certainly, we would caution against any steps that could impede either the trade or the value chains that are so important in the manufacture and production of vaccines.
So working on the pandemic, Mustaqim, I mean, puts you constantly in the position of absorbing bad news on top of bad news. This announcement of waiving the patents on vaccines and opening up vaccine production, how does it feel to get what seems like a win?
Well, yes, I think we have to be cautiously optimistic that now we're on the field and we can start the game. It's a small step forward, as I said, and we are under no illusion that there's much work to be done. And we can start to negotiate. We probably will not get everything we want, but if we get at least what is required, that would be good for everyone.
Mustaqim Degama is South Africa's representative to the World Trade Organization and a lead on a waiver to lift patents on COVID-19 vaccines. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for your consideration. From PRX.